Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all of your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
Good to be speaking again with Jonathan Mosen, Vice President of Blindness Hardware Product Management for Freedom Scientific. I always have fun trying to say that title. Good to see you again, Jonathan.
Hey, JJ, it's good to be with you.
Definitely. Yes.
Having a convention, are you?
Yes, we are here live in Dallas, and we're having a great time so far.
It's great, isn't it?
Sure. Why don't we actually talk about what are we doing, what is Freedom Scientific doing at the convention? We'll start off.
Yeah, well, we're proud to be a major sponsor of the NFB convention once again, and we always have a significant presence here at the convention. In the exhibit hall, we're in booths 93 to 97 and also 118 to 120, so we got a lot of space there. One of the things that we're doing again this year is we have a fully staffed PacMate training suite during the exhibit hours. So you can come up to the suite, and the suite number will be available at the booth if you go in and ask us. And when you come up there, there are experts in PacMate there who will be able to take you through any tasks you want to learn about if you're a PacMate user already. Or if you're not, if you're a user of another product or you're looking at getting a note taker and you want to compare, then you can just wander in, no appointment necessary, sit down with a PacMate and somebody to take you through it and just have a play in a more quiet, relaxed environment where you can take the time you need to get familiar with the product.
Sure.
We also have some promotions to tell you about. The Magic Promotional CD is available here, and I think you may have mentioned this on Blind Bargains before, but this is where we have a CD available here at the booth with a fully functional demo of Magic. It's without speech, but you can run it in conjunction with JAWS if you need speech and get your magnification and speech. And that will function until September of this year. So if you're interested...
September
in
1st or the end of September?
Say again?
September 1st or the end of September?
Oh, no, that's a good question. I know it is in September. And you can find the details on the website
sure.
about that, but it'll probably be the end of September.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So if you're interested in screen magnification and you want to put Magic through its paces, then this is a commitment-free way of getting that experience. And you can pick up the CD for free from the booth. And if people are listening who have not made it to convention, you can go to freedomscientific.com and download that same thing. There is a free Magic promotion download available as well. Now, we're doing discounts on things. We've got a 5% discount available here at the show for all hardware products and product maintenance agreements. So if you're looking at purchasing that PacMate or another piece of hardware, 5% off. If you want to renew your product maintenance agreement, 5% off that as well. And we're also doing 10% off software-related sales. So that includes all of our software as well as software maintenance agreements. So might be a good time to pick up an FS reader for your PacMate or renew that SMA, given that JAWS 10 is not too far away.
Sure, sure.
We've got goodies to give away as well.
Always fun.
Yeah, it's always good. We've got a PacMate Omni to give away. We're going to be giving away either a BX or QX400. It's the winner's choice. It's going to be drawn at the banquet on Friday evening. And we also have, count them, 28 copies of FS Reader to give away.
Wow.
And, yep, one copy of Open Book 8 as well. Now, those drawings will be made throughout the day while exhibits are open. And then, of course, the other thing to mention before we get on to product specifics is that we have our trade-up offer continuing on Humanware note-taker products, and that's where we're offering over 50% off the purchase price of any PacMate Omni product if you trade in any Humanware note-taker product.
Sure.
And so the team here will be happy to take you through that as well.
Any particular reason why it's only Humanware products and not the other products such as the Braille Sense? Or?
Well, that product hasn't been around for that long, and so we haven't had any requests, any particularly large numbers of requests at least, from that market. When I moved to Freedom Scientific a couple of years ago as a kind of a promotion to celebrate that, we offered this open plan offer for
right.
a short time. And then after the PacMate Omni came out at the end of last year, we started getting all these people calling us and saying, hey, can you do that again? If we'd have known that the Omni was coming, we would have taken the offer up. And now that it has, we're sad that we didn't. And so we thought, well, sure, you know, we want to welcome you on board. And so that's why we've repeated that offer. And I think once we get to PackMate 6.1 and you hear about what's in that, it will generate even more interest. And we've had a lot of people already at the show come to talk to us about that.
Sure, sure. So PackMate 6.1, so we have another new an update coming out.
Yeah, we do. And when we put PackMate Omni together, and I think I mentioned this the last time we spoke, that we felt that we had created the foundation upon which we could build all sorts of exciting new features. With PackMate Omni version 6, the first version for PackMate Omni, we really concentrated on making sure that all the Microsoft applications were working well.
Right.
We had to do a lot of reworking of PackMate to accommodate that, the soft key interface, all those scripts. Now we can spend some time focusing on other things, additional JAWS features, and also just some other frills. We got a lot of good feedback with PackMate Omni about the fact that we cracked the issue of data preservation, so that if you do a hard reset, if you let the battery run flat for a prolonged period, you're not going to lose your data.
Right.
Now, the one thing that that didn't apply to, though, was if you burned a new image of the software into ROM. So if you updated, it was effectively like performing a cold reset, where you'd have to reinstall all your applications.
Sure.
And make sure you back up your data. Well, with PackMate Omni 6.1, we're introducing user data preservation. And that means that you're able to update the software, and when it's finished, you'll still have all of your email, your documents, or your data, all the applications you installed before, but you just have the new software installed. And so we think people will really appreciate that. You know, there's so many packages that I have on my PackMate Omni, for example. You know, I've got the Skype on there and the World Book Encyclopedia and goodness knows what else. And it's just nice not to have to reinstall it every time I update the unit.
Sure, right. You'd be spending a whole bunch of time going through it, so you'd be saving a lot of time by having that stuff already installed.
Yeah, and I mean, there is a bit of an investment in time when you do the upgrade. What we're doing is we're putting the data you have in a temporary place and doing the ROM image burn. So this way of updating does take quite a bit longer than the regular binary install.
Sure.
So we're still going to offer the binary install for those people who, for whatever reason, might actually want to give their PackMate Omni a clean slate.
Sure.
It's a bit like when you install Windows Vista. You've got the choice of either doing an upgrade from XP or a clean install. And you'll have that choice when you download the zip file of PackMate 6.1, go with a clean install or do this update process.
I see.
Now, the other thing that we've been working on is something that sort of, you know, bothered me since note takers have started to become a bit more mainstream. And that is that most note taker devices, when they're in their own environments, handle contracted Braille well. I'm told that we don't call it grade 2 anymore, you see. We now call it contracted.
I see. Okay.
Contracted Braille. This is the new rule. When you get out of that, though, like if you're in a Word document, you might be able to read that Word document in contracted Braille, but if you wanted to make an edit, you'd have to remember, oh, even though I'm reading this in contracted Braille, I've actually got to make the edit in computer Braille. And similarly, when you went on the web to complete forms, you'd have to make sure that you filled your form in computer Braille. So with PackMate Omni 6.1, we're introducing a feature we're calling contracted Braille Anywhere, and that means that we're able to do Braille input from anywhere. There are a couple of exceptions, such as working in Excel spreadsheets where it clearly doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
But in general, you can edit information in the calendar, edit owner information, fill in forms on the web, all in contracted Braille. That's of predominantly interest to our BX users, our Braille input customers, but we have also extended a mode that we've had on the PackMate QX for some time, which is the Braille input mode. You've been able to do that in FS Edit, where if you push a key combination, you can then use your FDS and JKL keys
right.
to simulate Perkins style input. Now we've extended that so that if you want to Braille that way on a QX, you can do that from anywhere in PackMate Omni and take advantage of the grade 2 input features.
I see. As far as the actual editing, that's kind of a throwback to the you used to be able to do it Braille 2 editing on the Braille and Speak, if I remember right, way back in the day.
Yeah, and of course that was because the Braille and Speak was a completely self-contained environment.
But a lot of that was lost when we moved to using a mainstream operating system.
Yeah, and we made those sacrifices because people thought, okay, well, the benefits outweigh the downsides. But technology's moved to the point where we can have our cake and eat it too.
Sure.
And why not? That's what I say.
Sure.
So I think people are going to love this, particularly people for whom grade two, there I said it, grade two input is second nature. The other thing that we've added, is that ever since I've been in this industry on the development side, people have said, when are we going to get a note taker that works with PDF files? And so we are supporting PDF in PacMate 6.1. I've got the NFB agenda, which was available for download in two formats off the website. It was a Word document and it was also a PDF document.
Mm-hmm.
And at the presentation I gave today, I was able to show how I could load this PDF file and work with it. It was reading perfectly well. We're doing that
By support, you mean just reading PDFs, not creating them, correct?
That's correct. So it's for reading PDF documents. In the past, if you had a note taker product, you'd have to maybe use PDF to TXT.
Yep.
So send an email there with the attachment, or maybe save as text on the PC side and then move it across.
Right.
The PDF reader that I was using today does support a save as text option. So what you may prefer to do is load the PDF file, and even though it's readable, you may like to save it as text so that the next time you want to interact with that document, you can go back into FS Edit, which is a little bit quicker, particularly with larger documents. Couple of caveats here. Obviously, if the PDF file is a scanned image, then mm-hmm. we're not going to be able to help you there, just as we can't on the PC side.
Right.
The way to deal with that would be to use OpenBook and the Freedom Import printer, and you can often get some pretty intelligible results from those kinds of PDF files that way. And the other is that Windows Mobile does not have the Document Object Model or Microsoft Active Accessibility support that the PC does. And so there will be some documents that are columnized in interesting ways that may come across a little interesting. But in the main, you know, you've got PDF support that is usable, and I found this working really well. Similarly, we are also, through the same feature, which I'll explain shortly, have been able to introduce support for ebooks through the Palm ebook reader.
Okay.
Now, this is nice because, you know, we have great services like Bookshare, and we've supported that for a long time. You can download and unpack and read your Bookshare books in BRF or DAISY format on the PacMate. But there are some occasions where an ebook version of a new book is available, perhaps before somebody's had a chance to scan it in and upload it to Bookshare, have the text verified. And so you can now purchase these ebooks and read them on the PacMate.
What format is that?
That's the Palm ebook reader format. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what the extension is because Windows Mobile hides them.
Right.
But they're very commonly available. It's the e-reader format.
I see. So if you were to purchase an ebook, you would just look for an e-reader format.
Right.
I see.
Yeah, and it's a pretty simple install. You have to move the book across from the PC, at which point you kind of activate it. It will ask for the password for your account and that kind of stuff.
Right.
We've been able to do all of this through a new mode that we've introduced into PacMate Omni, which is called Reader Mode. And I don't think I've seen anything quite so exciting since we introduced the virtual cursor in JAWS. And this is, in a way, the same kind of concept as a virtual cursor. What we've done is created a cursor for these sorts of applications where none actually really exists. And this has enabled us to use these PDF readers, ebook readers. Also, we've had people in beta playing with text adventure game interpreters and RSS readers as well, which really excites me as a major RSS junkie. And I think that when we release this, you'll find that people will try a whole bunch of applications that just work a lot more than they did before because of this reader cursor, which you can turn on.
Sure, sure. Has there been any thought of looking at the NLS support format and supporting that?
It's certainly on the radar. It's something that's obviously very important as the NLS program moves out of beta. And so it's not in 6.1, but it's certainly something that we're actively committed to.
Sure, sure.
Another thing that we've added is support for more quick keys in Internet Explorer Mobile. We have great support in Internet Explorer. One of the things that I find really gratifying is that the PacMate does identify itself correctly as a Windows mobile device, and that gives access to the mobile versions of a lot of sites that are now coming on stream.
Sure.
Sometimes you have to manually initiate that, but increasingly sites are becoming more savvy and they're interrogating the browser to find out what browser is visiting and renders the appropriate page.
Does it work on the Blind Bargain site?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Yes, it does indeed. It also works with sites like m.twitter.com and yep. m.facebook.com. Works really well with that. And so I'm quite often tweeting from my PacMate.
Right.
It's really cool. So we've added a whole bunch of the quick navigation keys that have been in JAWS for a while, but have not been in PacMate. So we can now press R and move to radio buttons and X for checkboxes, C for combo boxes, all those good stuff. We had a smaller subset of them in PacMate Omni, but we've pretty much, with a couple of exceptions, come right up to speed now in terms of all those hotkeys.
Sure, sure.
Just a small but important one. I know that a number of PacMate Omni users have been in meetings, and they've been typing away, and for whatever reason, they've decided to do a warm reset of their device, and they've had their speech muted. But when you do a warm reset, it will come out again. JAWS for Pocket PC is ready, and sometimes that can be a little bit disconcerting if it blurts out at you in the middle
in
of the
meeting.
So now, even when you warm reset, the mute status is going to be honored. If you had speech muted before you did a reset, then the speech will continue to be muted afterwards. It's smart enough, though, that if you detach the Braille display, perhaps you want to hook it up to your PC,
right,
then it's going to automatically unmute itself, because we don't want to get you in a situation where you've got no Braille and you've got no speech.
Right, if you turn the unit on and you have no idea why it's not talking, and then you have a support nightmare.
Now, I know that you have a lot of listeners in countries other than the United States, so I will mention that we've also added support in 6.1 for the Unified English Braille Code. That's something that has not been adopted here, but it has been adopted in countries like Australia and New Zealand, and a number of other countries are either in the process of adopting it or considering it. So this is just a checkbox that you can select within the Braille settings. Obviously, it's not compulsory.
Right.
But if you've moved to UEB, like I have back home, stuff is being phased in UEB, then you'll be able to read it in that code.
Are those same editing capabilities available in the UEB as are in the Grade 2 or contracted Braille?
Yes, that's correct. So those features where we were talking about contracted Braille anywhere, they also apply to UEB. So, you know, I'm getting to the point where I can read UEB okay. There are still some occasions where I, you know, use a now obsolete contraction or something like that, and we can't guard against that. But, yeah, you can Braille into UEB as well.
Sure, sure.
And use it anywhere. We've just tidied up our Windows Live Messenger support. Users of other Windows Mobile devices will know that Windows Live Messenger on Windows Mobile is not easy. And I think we have outstanding support given the challenges
right.
for Windows Live Messenger. We've made it look feel a bit more PC-like. You can press the grave accent key to hear the last message spoken, just like you can if you're using JAWS on a Windows PC. We've taken away the need for you to sort of toggle the input mode when you want to enter data, and you can now just tab and shift tab between the input and output window, so it feels a lot more like Windows.
Right.
And finally, we got a lot of good feedback when we introduced support for the socket communications Wi-Fi card in PacMate Omni. And so you can just plug this card in, and if there's a network around that it knows about, it'll just go ahead and connect you. If there's a network it hasn't seen before, it'll ask you if you want to connect, and you don't need to install any drivers.
Sure.
And we had a few people saying, this is groovy, but I use the Ambicom, the new WL54 card. It's right. A great card. Why can't you do the same? So we've introduced support for the Ambicom card in the PacMate Omni. No need to install drivers anymore. In fact, we strongly discourage you from installing additional drivers because these are optimized for PacMate. And you can just plug the card in and it will go. And we've also added support for the new Socket Communications Bluetooth card that has been released between our releases.
Sure.
So there's a lot in there.
Yes.
And obviously there's a lot of miscellaneous little tweaks and improvements. I think it's going to be a release that people will really enjoy.
Sure. We've had a lot of people asking about what's going on or what the product status is of your GPS solution and where that stands at the moment.
Street Talk is a partnership between Freedom Scientific and Destinator, which is a GPS company. We are working really productively with them, and clearly, given that we were talking about this last year, it has taken longer than we had expected. We feel we are making good progress with them, and obviously apologize for the delay, but I'm very much hoping that we're nearing the end of that cycle and that there are a lot of features in version 2, blindness-specific, pedestrian-specific things that we've had Destinator add to their SDK that we're going to be able to use, and I think people will enjoy it.
Sure. So no specific date yet on when that's coming, but hopefully sometime soon.
I'm sensitive to the fact that we have missed a number of estimates that we've given.
Yep.
So at this stage, I can say, you know, I feel like we're nearing a conclusion. And that we want the product out as soon as possible.
Right. But the plan is to stay with the Destinator SDK and that is what you're going to be supporting in
That's
the Omni.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. I mean, they have added, with our consultation and the assistance of a number of blind people in the company, some really great blindness-specific features.
Sure. Do you know what the upgrade path is going to be for current users?
It will be competitive, but we haven't released pricing
right.
at this stage. Obviously, a lot of that depends on, you know, the development. We have to take into account how much development has been involved in putting it together so that we can price it appropriately.
Sure.
But, you know, bear in mind that Street Talk has traditionally come in at around about $1,000 cheaper than competitive offerings.
Sure. While we're talking to estimates, though, the 6.1, do we have a release date yet for that, or is that coming? Or?
I can say it is, what I would say is, it's very imminent. It will be very close. We are at the end of that cycle now. We're just tidying up a couple of loose ends, and so you'll see that very soon.
And is that a paid update, or is that free?
We're going to give that to all PacMate customers. The PacMate Omni is a new product, and to say thank you, we've had a huge uptake of PacMate Omni. I mean, it's just got into the school systems in a big way. I think the data loss issues having been put behind us were very significant for the school and university systems. So it's been great, and we're celebrating that by giving this release to all PacMate Omni customers.
That's great. We're also starting to hear just a few things maybe about the next version of JAWS. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, well, I'm very excited about JAWS 10. And what I can tell you is only what Eric chose to tell people at his presentation this morning. Because if I tell you more, who knows what will happen.
Right.
Yeah. What he did unveil this morning were a couple of things. One of the things that will be in JAWS 10 is that it is featuring the RealSpeak Solo Direct synthesizers. So when JAWS 8 came out, we introduced support for, well, we supported it for a while, but we actually bundled RealSpeak Solo with JAWS 8. And we introduced this feature where you can invoke a say-all and you could hear your output of speech with the sappy voice of your choice. RealSpeak Solo Direct has some advantages in that it is talking directly to JAWS rather than going through Sappy. And Sappy has a bit of a reputation for being not particularly responsive, which is one of the reasons why we spend so much time doing this alternate say-all feature. If you sort of up and down arrow through menus and character at a time, you really feel the latency. So with RealSpeak Solo Direct, you'll find it's much more snappy because we can talk to the synthesizer directly and have a lot more control over the way that JAWS is talking to the speech synthesizer. The other advantage of this approach, too, is that it is licensed directly to the JAWS customer. It's not open in the same way that the current RealSpeak Solo is. So if you lose your RealSpeak CD or whatever reason, you've got to call us right now, prove that you're you, and then you can go ahead and download the software. So then you can go ahead and get another CD. In the case of RealSpeak Solo, though, it's licensed to us, and so you can go ahead and download, if you're an eligible customer, any RealSpeak Solo voice that you want from our website. And that includes voices from other languages as well. So if you're a student doing languages and you want to be able to download, you know, the Italian or the Spanish RealSpeak Solo, whatever it is, you can sample them all on the site. You'll be able to actually hear what they sound like. And then just go ahead and download whatever voice you need.
Sure.
And that ties me nicely into another feature that Eric was covering this morning, which is the voice profiles feature. This is something that's been in Magic for a wee while. So for those who are familiar with Magic, you'll know about voice profiles. It's where you can set a series of voices to be your PC cursor voice, your JAWS cursor voice, for a given scenario. So if you like the English eloquence voice, but you would rather use RealSpeak in Spanish or some other sappy synthesizer in Spanish, you can just set up a Spanish voice profile, switch to it, and with a key press, all of your settings have changed to that set of synthesizers for a given language or whatever you want to do. It may be that you like to have your speech cranked up really fast when you're just surfing the web and you're just kind of glossing over material, but you want more information at a slower speed when you're proofing a Word document, so you can set up a Word profile, a profile for that scenario where you can slow your speech right down.
So these are loaded by a hotkey. They aren't automatically switched on and off.
Right, and it's also available from the menus as well.
I see. So, but you can set up as many as you want, or?
Say again?
You can set up as many as you want?
Yeah, you can. Yep.
I see.
Yeah, go ahead and just create a new one, and they're all available from a list.
Okay.
And the final thing that Eric did cover this morning, and there's a lot more that we'll be unveiling over time, he was saying that he hopes that JAWS 10 will be in public beta in August, and we'll cover that in FSCast, obviously, when we are ready. But the check for updates feature, which allows you to update your copy of JAWS to the latest build, is going to be extended in JAWS 10 so that it also covers the training materials. One of the things that, as somebody who's done a lot of tutorials and done training in my time, that I really appreciated about Freedom Scientific, even before I worked here, was that there is this training department that produces so much free material. And all of that material is now available in full text and audio DAISY format. You can still download the MP3 files if you want as well. Just last week, the training department released some PowerPoint 2003 information and three PacMate Omni training modules in full DAISY audio and text. But, you know, we offer an RSS feed for this training, so as soon as we update our training, you can read about that on the RSS feed, but not everybody uses RSS, sadly.
Right.
So what we're doing now is, if you go to the Help menu and choose Check for Updates, whenever there is a DAISY book that's been changed or a new one added, you'll see that in the Check for Updates. You can just check that, press enter to download it, and when it's downloaded, it will say, would you like to install this DAISY book in the training folder? You hit Y, it'll install, and then it will be a new title available from the training option of the Help menu. So it's really slick. It's very impressive.
Sure. There's been a lot of talk recently, of course, about scripting, something that JAWS has had forever, but now you perhaps have, or at least what some would call, formidable competition in that area. Is that something that you're concerned with, or do you think it changes the landscape at all as far as screen reading?
I think that it's great that after all this time, others have seen the merits of an approach that JAWS has had since its inception. We used to call them macros, of course, and now they're called scripts, and that's great. I think what we continue to focus on is that we have a great user interface, a tried, true solution, which many people know about, know how to work with. They can have confidence in the security of the solution, and it's robust. So, no, it's great. I think that we've been saying for 4 years that when it comes to vocational solutions, those proprietary applications where you've got a lot of customized controls and things going on, that really scripting is the only way that you're going to make those products sing.
Sure.
I think the other thing to note too is that JAWS is not a hybrid that uses scripts for some things and other approaches for others. You can actually go in and look at the source of the JAWS default scripts, for example, and right within there is the user interface. And if you wish to, you can go ahead and really tailor the whole user interface experience quite extensively. So, no, it's great, and we'll continue to focus on our solutions.
Sure.
And it's nice to see the approach being adopted elsewhere.
Do you watch the competition, though, at least as far as features that are implemented, you know, like, oh, that's a good feature, maybe we should be doing that too? I know there's always a lot of give and take between the different companies, where one company will introduce a feature and then the other one will do it better, and it goes back and forth.
I think that what drives us most are user feedback and also the experiences, particularly of the many blind staff that we have working for us internally. So if we have customers come to us, you know, we have an email address, suggestions@freedomscientific.com, and we get a lot of traffic to that, and somebody says, you know, we really would appreciate it if JAWS could do this or PacMate could do this, and we say, okay, well, yeah, tell us how you would use that, then that probably has the greatest impact, because the reason why we've been able to retain the position that we have is that we try to be very responsive to what customers are saying and act accordingly.
Sure. So you say you're expecting the public beta sometime in August, and that will be, or I won't hold you to it, but it's coming in the next month or two.
That is Eric's estimate, that there'll be a JAWS 10 public beta in August, and he was hoping that in sort of early November we'd be in a position to ship the final product. And obviously the most important thing from our point of view is getting a solid product out there that is worthy of users. People's jobs depend on JAWS. So that's an estimate, but we're making good progress with JAWS 10. It's looking really exciting.
Sure. Is there anything else that we need to be talking about with Freedom Scientific?
Oh, just to say that another thing we're doing at convention is we are providing servicing for Freedom Scientific hardware products. That obviously includes PacMate, but it also goes all the way back to Braille and Speaks and Braille Lights and Type Lights. So if you want your equipment looked at, we can do that. There may be situations where we need to get the unit back to our headquarters to have a good look, in which case we'll obviously consult with people first and organize what's suitable, but we have that here too.
Wow, I didn't realize I could still get my old Braille and Speak repaired.
Yeah, it's great, you know. And for those who are not at the convention, and for those who are for that matter, but I know that the NFB is streaming this year, which is great, the entire convention. And at about 11:35 on Thursday morning,
Central time.
That's correct. I'll be speaking to the full convention about some of the things that we're doing at Freedom Scientific, and so even if you're not here, you'll be able to catch that on the stream.
Right, and that link is available from the nfb.org homepage, I believe. It's
yes,
right up there on the site.
I believe the link may not be there yet, but when it is,
it's
called Tune Into Convention, I believe.
Well, they're a few years too late, but it's about time they finally decided to start streaming.
Oh,
so.
I see. It's interesting.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us contact information on how we can get a hold of Freedom Scientific?
Sure. You can visit our website at www.freedomscientific.com and also give us a call in the United States at 1-800-444-4443.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure once again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, and keep up the great work.
All right, you too.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.